Heroes are an inspiring group of people. Every one of them, from the larger-than-life comic book heroes you see on the big silver screen to the everyday heroes that let us live the privileged lives we do. Every hero has a story to tell. The doctor saving lives at your local hospital. The war veteran down the street who risked his lives for our freedom. The police officers and firefighters who risk their safety to ensure ours. Every hero is special and every story worth telling. But there is one class of heroes that I think is often ignored. The entrepreneur. The creator. The producer. The ones who look at the problems in this world and think to themselves, you know what? I can fix that. I can help people. And I can make a difference. Then they go out and do exactly that by creating a new product or introducing a new service. Some go on to change the world. Others make a world of difference to their customers. Welcome to the Hero Show. Join us as we pull back the masks of the world's finest heropreneurs and learn the secrets to their powers, their success, and their influence, so you can use those secrets to attract more sales, make more money, and experience more freedom in your business. I'm your host, Richard Matthews, and we are on in 3, 2, 1. Hey, hello and welcome back to the Hero Show. My name is Richard Matthews. I've got on the line CT Thorne. Are you there?
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, glad to have you here. So let me do a quick introduction for you. And let's see, so CT, you're a social media marketer, graphic designer, tech guru. You've got a podcast yourself. You said in the you work in the automotive space.
Yeah.
And you do automotive sales professionally as well. So the way we start the show off is pretty simple. We like to talk about where you are now, right? So what's your business like now? What is it that you do that what do people come to you for?
Again, thank you so much for having me as a guest on your podcast. I'm excited to be here. I live in Prattville, Alabama, right outside of Montgomery, Alabama. I've been in automotive sales now for almost a decade plus. I have a few different things going on right now. I'm in e-commerce. I have a t-shirt website, which is ctdesignsandapparel.com. I'm also a graphic designer and social media marketer. It's kind of a service I offer with graphic designing. I offer social media marketing to most of my clients as well. So I'm mostly on the producer side of things when it comes to assisting them with their social media.
So you produce, like help them produce graphic design work and everything and work on like the kind of things they're actually posting to the social media things, I guess, to generate leads and other things like that?
Absolutely. So I create their content for them. Of course, you know, depending on what field they're in, their days can be pretty busy. In the automotive space, sometimes on my hands, so I'm able to be flexible and do that in conjunction with being in sales. So I'm able to create their content for them, get it posted, run the Facebook ads, as well as listen to the client to see exactly what they're trying to do, and we work together as a team to basically get their page out there and brand it professionally.
Nice. So yeah, we were just talking on one of my episodes previously with a guy named Dustin about how the importance of like getting your business off the ground while keeping your full-time job. And it sounds like that you're in that space, right, where you have your full-time job, but you're starting your business as a side hustle. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it, right? Because a lot of people, they just jump in head first and they don't have any safety net or backup plan. And that's what I did, right? I had my business on the side a number of years ago until it was the point where I could replace my full-time job. Is that one of your goals, or do you want to stay in automotive sales forever? Like, what's your plan there? Do you plan on eventually growing your agency to a point where you can replace that?
Well, I will say I'm basically, I'm on a glider right now. I'm kind of going where the wind will take me. I have no plans of actually leaving the automotive space because I really enjoy it. I get to assist people, you know, put smiles on their faces, their family faces, all while doing everything I do outside of the dealership. So doing them all together keeps me really, really busy. And I'm a creative guy. I like to make sure I have a lot of things up in the air all at one time. It just keeps me focused and keeps me driven.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about your origin story. Right? I say every hero has an origin story. It's where you started to realize that you were different, that, you know, maybe you had superpowers and maybe you could use them to help other people. Right? Where did you start to develop or discover the value that you can bring to this world?
You know, that's funny you asked that question. I recently had an episode on my podcast, the Hear Me Out podcast, about superheroes and having superhero-like abilities. And so as a kid growing up, you know, I was always the nerd in school. And, you know, I'd always kind of be at the top of my game, whether it be schoolwork or just getting things done. And so I guess coming up, I always had the ambition to be bigger than what I was that day. And when I say that, being bigger than what I was that day is, I always was looking for the next big thing, you know? I was looking for something I could reach for that was greater than the current state I was in. And so I guess I would say, even as a young child, I always wanted to just be, you know, when I walk into the room, I wanted that presence to be felt. And I wanted that presence to help enlighten others and help uplift people. Basically, I wanted to bring the energy to whatever I was involved in. And so I guess my superhero ability as a kid, I've always wanted to just be that positive person that no matter what was going on, no matter what the scenario was, I could come in and I could be that light for someone. So I guess,
yeah. You know, Do you have any like defining moments that you remember growing up where you're like, you know what, I'm going to go into business for myself someday? Or is it just something that happened naturally as you were growing up and getting into stuff?
Yeah, I was a part of a lot of groups growing up, whether it be school related or outside of school related. And I always, for some reason, you know, I just start out as, you know, just a member. And then I'd always find myself in a leadership role. And not that I've always wanted to take the leadership role. It's just that I was just kind of drawn into it. And other members, a part of the same groups that I would be a part of, they'd feel that too. And they'd actually, you know, insist that I basically take over. And so, I guess coming up, you know, I always know I had a quality of leading, and in any great business or business plan, when you're talking about leading, you want to be a great leader, and the people that are with you, they trust in and believe in you. I think that helps, you know, you lead a lot better.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's just sort of something that you sort of grew into over the years. So talk a little bit about your superpowers nowadays in your business, right? It's what is it that you specifically do or build or offer this world that helps solve problems for other people? Things we like to say, the things that you use to help slay your clients' villains, right? What is your superpower in your business today?
Okay, well, I'm very service-based and I'm very service-oriented. Basically, my superpower would be helping you get over the hump. A lot of my clients are stuck, especially creatively. They trust in me to be able to deliver. And so if they have a game plan, but they don't really know how to attack the day, I guess I would say I'm their general and I can help them promote their brand, build it from scratch. I'm able to create content. Basically, I can take what's in their minds and produce it via content. So I guess my superpower would be to basically be a great delivery guy.
Yeah, so you're helping people really deliver their message, right, and get it across to their people. Absolutely. which is definitely, it's a needed skill, right? You know, a lot, I tell people, like, especially in the service-based industries, most of the service-based industries are like this, where the clients that you serve have the thing that they do, and that's the thing they want to keep doing, right? So they bring in other professionals to help them accomplish, you know, other goals, right? Be that marketing or copywriting or, you know, tracking or whatever it is they need to have help with. They bring in professionals to do that, right? Because, you know, just as an example, a dentist wants to work on teeth, right? They don't want to be a social media marketer, and that's where they bring in someone like you to really help them get their message across.
That is right. That is correct. There are so many things and so many avenues and lanes in business. You don't want to, you know, you can overwhelm yourself if you try to do a little bit of it all, you know. And so I guess where I come in is I'm able to be that creative in your corner to help you produce those ideas and to actually help take what's on paper and produce it for you. And a lot of people are basically trapped in their thoughts. They're not able to, they know what they want to do, but they don't know how to push it out there. And so I'm able to assist with that, being in social media marketing.
That makes a lot of sense. So the other side of a superpower is your fatal flaw, right? Superman has his kryptonite. I tell people I suffer from, or used to suffer from, you know, like severe perfectionism, which is terrible. You know, I'd spend hours working on getting something to be in exactly the right spot and then realize later that it had nothing to do with producing revenue. And I had to put teams and processes in place to get, you know, myself out of my default mode of wanting to do that. So curious, what would you say your fatal flaw is in business? And more importantly, what have you been doing to help curb that for other people who might suffer from the same thing?
You know, if I had to really sit back and think about what my kryptonite would be, I would say time. Time is definitely my kryptonite. I don't think there's enough hours in the day for what I do. I always run up against a time frame, and I think that's my kryptonite, is not having enough time in one day to actually deliver as much as I possibly can. And so if I had to sit back and think about what limits me from getting the things done I'd want to get done, I would have to say time.
So how have you been managing that? Have you been either reducing like the amount of deliverables you have, or you've been working on increasing the amount of staff that you have available to deliver things? What sort of been your what are you working on to help solve that?
Well, I have a few different processes in place right now that I'm currently building. I have a content calendar that allows me to basically keep everything in a block, in a space. And I'm also putting teams in place so that we can accomplish things together. I can basically take bits and pieces of what I'm currently doing and give that work to people that I'm training to help me build my agency, basically. So I am putting people in place, and I'm putting the tasks in tiny little blocks so that I can make sure I get everything done in those blocks and move on to the next task.
Yeah, that's a really important thing. It's one of the things I discovered in my agency recently, is that, you know, I can, you know, maybe put 10, 12 hours a day into my business, or I could hire a person or two and put an hour or two into training them and putting processes together and get 20 hours of work a day out of the same amount of effort. Right? It's like leveraged effort, which is
right.
Far more effective.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just far more effective. It's interesting to see you're getting to the same point in your business.
Yeah, the toughest part is, like you said, training someone to have that same mindset as you is to be driven and to actually think like you think, especially when it's something that you've created. You know, you created a space and you want to train them to do the things you're doing and how you've done them so that the job is getting done the same way, so your client doesn't notice any drop off. That's the toughest part about the training process. But working, you know, one-on-one with people and allowing them to kind of see what I do, it does help me help them to help me. So,
yeah. If you want my tip on training people, it's to follow what I call the WHN process. And okay, it's WHN, which stands for WHN. And it's what, why, how, now. So if you're going to teach an employee or teach a VA how to do something, make sure you cover not just what it is and not just how to do it, but what it is, And then the why, like, why do we do it this way? Because when you get into the why, you actually start teaching them a bit of your thinking. And the more of your thinking you can teach them, the more of like stuff you can replace for yourself. And then, you know, of course you teach them how to do it. And then the now is like perspective, right? So you share stories or case studies on like, okay, here's how we did this in the past, why it worked, right? Examples, things like that really help drive home for your people. And it helps to replicate yourself.
Right, right. I totally agree with you. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So, kind of flip a little bit, talk about your common enemy, right? Every superhero has their enemy, the thing they fight against, right? And think about it like this. If you could remove one thing from your client's life or their mindset when they first hire you or, you know, throughout the course of your relationship with them that stops you from being able to get great results from them, what would that thing be? And, you know, if you could wave your magic wand and just remove it.
I would want to remove the fear of not being able to bring in more clientele. I think a lot of my clients, they're afraid that they're not going to be able to produce, right? So finances come into play. And a lot of my clients are start out small. And so they don't have a lot of finances to spend as far as to put a team in place to get things done, to acquire more customers, to be able to support their business. So if I could just wave a magic wand and get rid of that fear that they have, I think that is something that I want to do, because if they're positive about what we're going to do and accomplish as a team starting out small, I think that'll assist me to know that they're energetic and they're forward thinking like I am.
Yeah. And then you could actually like get in and help them do the work. They'd be ready to hit the ground running, so to speak, if they weren't afraid of, you know,
right,
the results they get.
No fear. Let's take it heads on.
Yeah, and it's a common objection a lot of spaces too. Is like, you know, is this actually going to produce for me, right? Because it's going to cost me time and energy and money, right? And I want to make sure that it's going to produce. And a lot of times it takes time to build, right? So it's not just like I'm going to spend, you know, $100 today on social media and tomorrow I'm going to make $1,000 in sales. So.
Right. Everyone thinks it's a magic formula where X plus Y equals Z. And it never happens that way. But you have to remain consistent and you have to put in the time and the effort to build anything. And I just want to take that worry away from my clients and let them know that, hey, we're building something. It takes time. You know, Rome was built in a length of time and not overnight.
Yeah. So your driving force, right? So Spider-Man fights to save New York, Batman fights to save Gotham, or Google fights to index all of the world's information. What do you fight for in your business? What's the thing that you stand for, your mission?
Oh, my mission is always remain creative. I love being around other creative people. I love culture. So I like positivity and I want those things around me. It helps me accomplish my goals for myself as well as my clients. Just being a forward thinker and having an open mind is important when you're working with me, to know that we're not in a box. We think outside the box when you're working with me. We're going to be as creative as possible. I don't care if something was done one way before. We're going to look at different avenues to accomplish that task in a different way so that we can be unique and stand out.
So what would you say creativity, if creativity is the mission, how would you say that serves your clients if they haven't had creativity in their business before?
Well, I think what it creates is in any business, you're going to have competition. And in any field, things are done a certain way to get a task done. And when you're creative and unique, I think that helps your business or your brand stand apart. And so that's my whole mission, is to help you stand apart from someone else, allow you to be kind of in your own space in that maybe same field, right? So like, for example, if I have real estate agents or if I work with restaurant owners, you know, everything is pretty much done in a blueprint in those type of business, right? Like the groundwork has been laid and people do things a certain way to get to another lane. Well, I like to think outside the box. How can we differ from what's been done before to accomplish the same goal, right? So being in that creative space with my clients, it allows us to basically accomplish the same goal as your competition, but we're doing it in a totally different way. And it takes brain power to come up with different ways to accomplish the same goal, because there's more than one way to skin a cat, as we all know.
Yeah. It sounds to me almost like your mission is to be an innovator for businesses, right? Where Absolutely. You want to help, you want to bring innovation to bear on the problems that they face. So, right. You know, it takes a creativity to do that. Creativity is a medium to deliver that kind of a mission.
Right. I mean, if you want to think about something, think about a bottle of water. You know, if we all drink the same bottle of water, I mean, it's getting boring over time. With the add a splash of lemon or
bottle
add
of water.
A splash of kiwi. Yeah. See, there you go. You know, you want to add a little bit something different to it, and it would sell more, I think, than that normal bottle of water. And so we're not doing things totally different. We're just adding, you know, elements to accomplish maybe the same goal. You know, the goal of you drinking that water is to hydrate and to get that water in your body. Well, adding that splash of lemon and kiwi is accomplishing the same goal. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, making it stand out a little bit on the store shelf. Right? Then you can have, you know, you got the plain water bottle and you got your water bottle that has a lemon on it. And yellow stands out.
Absolutely. I bring something different to the table, basically.
Bringing the lemons to the water. That's,
there you go.
That's fun. So that's let's talk a little bit about your tool belt, the hero's tool belt, right? Maybe you have a big magical hammer like Thor, or you have one of those fancy tool belt that Batman's got. Or maybe you just really love how you can organize all of your thoughts or your social calendar on Evernote or in, you mentioned a social calendar. What are some of the tools that you use to accomplish this innovation in your clients' businesses?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up comic book heroes, and I will say I'm a big Marvel fan, so I'm leaning more towards the Thor side than Batman. So I wish I had Thor's hammer, but anyway, yeah. So I use Google Calendar. It has saved my life. You mentioned Evernote. I use apps like Box, mostly cloud-based apps where I could throw it in a box and it's out there, you know, where I don't have to store it at home. Or if I got to run to my laptop, if I got my mobile phone with me, I utilize apps that are cloud storage based so that I can access information basically like Tony Stark. If I want to do another Marvel comparison, I want to be able to reach and grab at any time. You know, if I need bits and pieces of information, I can quickly access them through those cloud based servers and pull down that content or that tool or that task that I have to accomplish at that moment. So any cloud-based apps are out there, I recommend.
So you mentioned a minute ago that Google Calendar saved your life. And it's interesting because it's been a recurring theme on this show is how calendars are important to entrepreneurs. So I'm curious to hear your take on how Google Calendar has saved your life.
Okay, so before, and I'm not a big writer, but before I was writing tasks down on paper and trying to use maybe like the reminders and the iOS devices, because I'm a big Apple guy. They send me reminders and everything, but it just wasn't as organized, I would say, for me. And it wasn't as interactive as Google Calendar is, right? So once you plug in everything in Google Calendar, it kind of basically color codes your sections and put things in time slots for you. I can pull it up on my big screen. I can pull it up on my laptop. I can basically see the outlook of my day, right? And so that allows me to visually say, okay, I got 20 minutes before this task has to either be completed or I have to move to the next step and I can come back. But Google Calendar allows me to put things in little boxes and slots, get them done within a nice time frame, and move on to something else.
And have you found that been really, that's been really instrumental in getting things done, is actually having your day planned out so you can see it visually like that?
Absolutely. I don't know how I function without having a calendar on a daily basis. When I went to calendar structured days, my life got a little bit more simpler. But in the past, I didn't take on as much as I'm taking on now. So without that structure, I'd lose my mind. I'd have to have things in time slots. I have to do them a certain way so that I don't forget, or I don't lose a client over not being able to produce things in a timely manner. And so Google Calendar allows me to structure my day in advance, follow that schedule to a T, and not deviate from it. And it helps sort my life out so much easier. I don't know how I functioned without it in the past.
Yeah, it's interesting too. You mentioned, after moving to a calendar, you were able to increase your client base, right? Because your day had more structure, you were able to get more accomplished. So it's really powerful. It's an interesting thought that a calendar can be such a powerful tool in an entrepreneur's tool belt.
The Hero Show will be right back.
Are you tired of trying to write webinars that don't consistently convert? How would you like to have a webinar that effortlessly created sales in your online business? You can. Introducing the Webinar Alchemy Workshop. Webinar Alchemy Workshop is an online masterclass that will help you write incredibly persuasive webinars for your online courses quickly and easily. Using what you learn in this class, you can build a webinar that educates your entire audience while still creating sales. For a limited time, you can purchase this masterclass for only $7, and you'll get the exact framework I've personally used to help my clients sell more than $1 million worth of online coaching and training just over the last year. Simply text the word ALCHEMY, ALCHEMY, to 444-999, and I'll send you all the details.
The music is by Purple Planet Music. Visit www.purple-planet.com.
And now, back to the show.
So, I'm going to talk about, last question we generally get into is your guiding principles, right? So, actually, I missed one. Let me go back up a little bit. It's your own personal heroes, right? So, Frodo had Gandalf, Luke had Obi-Wan, Robert Kiyosaki had Rich Dad. Who were some of your heroes? Were they real-life mentors? Were they authors or speakers? Were they peers who were just a few years ahead? And how important were they to what you've accomplished so far?
You see this big smile on my face, man, because my dad is my local hero. That man is probably the most driven guy I've ever met in my entire life coming into this world. My dad is a very hard worker from day one, even as a kid up until now. I would say my national hero and a guy I follow when I'm in this creative space will be Gary V. I love listening to Gary V's content, man. He's so authentic, you know.
He's on fire all the time.
He's always on fire. He's always got a burn in his belly. And a lot of people out there that are influencers, you know, you don't know if they're being authentic or not. You know, their path may not be, you know, what they're telling you, that may not be their path. But Gary V is very relatable. And he just gives you the cold, hard truth. You know, and that's what we need. We don't need fillers in this world. I mean, we don't need anyone to hold our hands, man. We need the truth, and we need, some type of structure. And so my dad helped me create that structure, you know, coming up as a kid. And I would say following Gary V over time. There are some others out there, Damon John. In automotive sales, I've looked into Grant Cardone, his content. There are a lot of guys out there, Lewis Howes. There are a lot of influencers out there that I kind of listen to and I take in their content now to help keep me motivated.
And how important have these heroes been to what you've accomplished so far?
They've been instrumental. There are times, you know, and I think this is with any person just looking to build anything. There are times when you just want to give up, right? There are times when you just don't feel like doing something. And there are times when you're just in a spot where you're thinking to yourself, man, what am I doing? And motivation can help heal all of those things. You know, we all need that little nugget, you know, to help turn that key and help get our motors going. In the morning time is very important for me. You know, I get up in the morning, I read over my big board. And when I say my big board, I look at my outlook for the day, read scripture, and then I listen to some motivational content because we have to feed our brain with something, right? And when we feed our brain with positivity, man, that just kind of gets that engine going. And so they've been very instrumental in helping me basically take in that content so that I can be a producer as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's amazing how, especially when like you're at the stage that you're at in business, right? And I remember being there as well, when you still have that full-time job, and you also have the business that you're trying to build. It's so easy to just want to, you know, when something gets stressful or hard, to be like, I don't have to do this. Like, my rent's taken care of by my job. We're good. Like, you have to actually create the driving force, right? Because it's not like the finances are not going to get taken care of that month if you don't do it, right? So you have to like build that,
right? I look at it like turning on tiny faucets and letting them drip while your main faucet is currently flowing and running properly. You know, I just let them kind of drip into the
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah, you know, my main faucet keeps everything afloat, not to use fun, and then I turn on my tiny faucets to help keep that tub full. You know, all these little things, I can turn them off or on, you know, depending on which one I want to do. That's my choice. But my main faucet, it has to keep running. It helps support the tiny ones. And so I think for those of us, or those that are out there that's listening, if you have a full-time job and you're still wondering if you should need to do anything, you know, find ways to make them all work together. You know, you're the big cog. You know, you're the CEO of yourself. You're that brand. Make it all work for you. You know, there's no blueprint on how you want to, you know, how you want to produce things. You know, make it your own. So if I had to give anybody out there advice, I'd say take it all in. Use your main faucet to basically keep everything afloat. And turn your little faucets on and off, depending on, you know, how you want to access them, basically.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's a good way to think about it, too. So this is the last question. We're going to skip back to it now, right? So your guiding principles. What are the top one or two principles or actions that you use every day that contribute to the success and influence you've enjoyed in your business, right? The ones maybe you wish you knew when you first started out on this hero's journey.
Well, there are so many, and there are so many things that I'm currently learning along the way. I do appreciate the journey, though. You know, this process of doing everything kind of as a solo show, building from scratch, I take pride in that, because once I achieve ultimate success, whatever that may be, I'll feel appreciative in knowing that I scratched and clawed, you know, I built it from the ground up. I laid my foundation, and now I have my castle, right? So, you know, I take pride in knowing that the path may be long, but the little things I'm picking up along the way, the people's hands that I shake along the way, you know, at the end of the journey, wherever that path takes me, you know, I would have picked up a network back there. I would have learned a nugget over here. There's a lot of things that we pick up along the way, right? So we put them in our bag and we keep on trucking. And so I take pride and I really appreciate the journey that I am on. You know, I think it's teaching me to be a better person in life.
So if we were to basically give that a name, it would be learning to enjoy the journey, right? Learning to enjoy the journey has been a sort of like a guiding principle. It's like every day comes at you and just realizes that we live in today, right? There is no such thing as tomorrow. It's a word we use to describe a framework for us passing through, you know, now, right? And learning to appreciate being here in the moment, wherever that is in your business.
Absolutely. So if we want to look at it metaphorically, look at it like driving a nice, cool convertible Camaro down the road. And you're headed to a destination, and you're throwing all these little trinkets in the car. And when you get to the end of your destination, you know, you can unload your trunk, and you got all these nice prizes and everything, and take them up to your castle, man, because you've earned it.
Makes sense. So last thing I do on the show every time is something I call the Heroes Challenge. Heroes Challenge is pretty simple. And it's, do you have someone in your network that you think has a cool story for their story of entrepreneurship? Who are they and why do you think they should come on the show?
Well, you know, I have several people in my network right now, friends that I've known ever since college, current clients right now. I could name a few.
Just one. Why do you think he's got a cool story?
Well, I have to make sure that they're okay with me announcing their name on the podcast, but I'll just say I have.
So just do a first. Just do a first name.
Okay. Her name is Lauren. She's very driven, outspoken. She's a go-getter like I am. She's very business-minded, and I think she'd love to come on the show.
Awesome, cool. Well, I'll have my team reach out to you afterwards, and we can connect on that.
Sure.
Anyways, thank you so much for being on the show. My last real question is basically, where can people go to find you if they want to work with you for either your social media or your graphic design work? And what's the ideal type of client to reach out to if someone is going to reach out?
Okay, great. So you guys can email me at ctmarketingagency@gmail.com if you guys need assistance with social media. If you guys would like to listen to the podcast, it's the Hear Me Out podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You guys can follow the Instagram at Hear Me Out Podcast. And you guys can also follow my personal Instagram at ChevyGuyCT. Exactly how it sounds, ChevyGuyCT. I'm also on Twitter under that same name, Snapchat, and Facebook. So I have multiple ways for you guys to follow me and reach out to me and send me emails. Let's chat.
Yeah, so who would be an ideal client to reach out?
All right, so an ideal client for me would be someone that's just getting started, that's looking for, looking to build their brand. They don't really know where to start. That's my ideal client. I want to take you from the baby stage, right? Help you walk, help you become an adult.
Awesome, makes a lot of sense. So you can reach out to CT on, I would imagine probably Instagram would be one of the fastest ways to get a hold of you. So is that ChevyGuyCT?
Yes.
The Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram, at ChevyGuyCT. ChevyGuyCT on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all those same
things.
Nice. So you guys can reach out to me in multiple ways.
So if you're listening to the show and you're just getting started and you're, you know, with your business, you're running a small service-based business or something like that, and you really want to get your social media off the ground, sounds like CT here knows a thing or two about getting brands off the ground with that. So definitely take your time to reach out to him. Again, thank you so much for hopping on. We really appreciate having you on the show.
No problem, man. It was an honor.